Praise God. Well, I welcome you tonight. I know there are many that arrived today, as did I, and I'd like to welcome all the guests. I've been given a guest list. I have to go over it, make sure I remember all your names, and get to know those that I haven't gotten to know yet. My name's Ken Friedman. I pastor the church in Canarsie, Brooklyn, and I've worked along with my father-in-law, Pastor John, for many years, over 20-something years, and then he turned it over to me, and now he's praying for me and praying for the church, and we need that very much. Praise God. We're happy to be here for these next 2 weeks. We trust that the Lord will come and minister to us. We've been praying much for the past period, and now that God, we're trusting he's gone ahead, and he's prepared our hearts for the things that he has for us in these coming days. Praise God. And there are some that will only be able to stay for a short time, and we've been taught to pray, then Lord, do a quick work in them. If you're only here for a short time, then expect God to do a quick work. And if you can stay longer, well, that's better. And God can set some of these things into our lives as we meditate upon his precious word and spend time in his presence together. Praise God. I so appreciated coming in this evening, and people were just acknowledging Jesus, recognizing that he's here in the midst, and just allowing him to prepare their hearts to receive his word and to worship him. Praise God. And we want to continue doing that throughout the meeting. And so let us, first of all, turn to page 465. 465 at Calvary. As you can see, we'll be coming to the Lord's table this evening. We like to do that, especially when the new staff arrives and the counselors, and they're looking forward to the ministry that's before them. We like to gather around the Lord's table and just look to Calvary and open our hearts that God may give a fresh anointing for the work that's before us. And so let's pray together, first of all. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your goodness in bringing us to Pilgrim Camp. For many of us, we thank you for the opportunity to serve you here, the privilege of serving you and your people. And Lord, tonight we pray that you will grant a special anointing upon each of the staff members. We pray, Lord, that you will pour out your grace upon them, and we pray that you will help us to be able to serve you acceptably, to be the blessing that you want us to be at this time, and to somehow contribute to the blessing that you want to minister. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless every guest that is here, and from the youngest to the oldest. We pray, Lord, that you will give us ears to hear and eyes to see you. You know the things that we've been praying about. You know the situations that we find ourselves in. You know the trials, the problems. You know the victories that are needed. And Lord, we thank you that here at Pilgrim Camp, it's so easy to touch you. And spending all this time together in your presence will just open the way for answers to prayer and for changes to be wrought and for Jesus to fill us more greatly with himself. And so we come with hungry hearts tonight, Lord, and we pray one for another that you will move and reveal yourself and speak into our hearts words of life for those that need a healing touch. Lord, we thank you that you are the healer. And as we spend time in your presence, we're believing that you are touching our bodies. You are bringing about changes, that you're filling us with your resurrection life. And so, Lord, we just want to, at the very start of this session, we want to express our faith, our expectation, and we want to praise you, Lord, for what you're going to do. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's all sing number 465 in the hardcover book, At Calvary.
Spent in vanity and pride, care
Praise God. Now, here at Pilgrim Camp, you'll find that it's not unusual for us to sing all the verses to the songs. I used to attend a church where we always sang verse 1 and 3, or the first and the last. And there's so many good things in 2 and 4, but I never got to sing them. But here we like to sing all the verses. And you'll notice in this song, there's a progression, right? You miss something if you skip a verse. Years I spent in vanity and pride. I didn't care that my Lord was crucified. I was just living for myself. And ask yourself that question. How many years did you live in vanity and pride before the Lord made you to realize that he died for you and made Calvary real to you? Some realize that at a very young age. Many children here at Pilgrim Camp, Jesus saves them and gives them many years to grow in him and serve him. Praise God. Others come to the Lord later in life. And and yet God has a way of making up for those lost years, doesn't he? He puts it into our hearts to really give ourselves to him. We gave ourselves to the world before. Now that Jesus has come, we are even more so going to give ourselves to him and his call. And Jesus comes and makes himself so real and precious to us. It says, by God's word, at last my sin I learned. Do you remember when God first spoke to you and you came under conviction? He made you to realize that you were a sinner. And maybe through the preaching of God's word, maybe you were reading the Bible, maybe somebody shared a scripture with you, and somehow the Holy Spirit made it go right into your heart. And you realized, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. I need Jesus. You know, that's a precious gift when the Holy Spirit can stir our hearts and make us concerned about our soul and make us to see that we're lost and in need of a Savior. And then he shows us, he points us to Jesus. He points us to Calvary. There's your Savior. He's the one you need. All that you need, we find in him. And then he goes on, and here he talks about consecration. Now I've given to Jesus everything, and I gladly own him as my king. Have you gotten that far? I hope so. I trust everyone here is saved and knows the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But I also trust that God has caused us to see our need to surrender our life to him completely. And he's dealt with us along those lines, and he's enabled us to open our hearts and allow him to come into every area of our life. He does that for us at Pilgrim Camp. He often, as we spend time together in his presence, he'll enter into areas of our life that perhaps he hasn't been able to have his way in as of yet. And as we hear the word of God preached, the Holy Spirit will convict us. He'll put his finger on things in our life, and we'll say, oh God, I know you want to come into that area of my life and take charge. Help me to surrender that to you. And we come to the altar and we spend time calling upon God. And as we draw near to him, he draws near to us. I gladly own him as my king. My raptured soul can only sing of Calvary. And then, the longer you serve the Lord, the more precious the love of God becomes to you, doesn't it? It starts at Calvary, and it ends at Calvary. It never ends, actually. That's why we love to sing about Calvary, because the Holy Spirit throughout our Christian life helps us to understand the depth of God's love for us, the sacrifice that he made, what he was willing to suffer so that we could belong to him. Oh, why should he love me so? That's a question that we'll never be able to fully answer, but we can experience the benefits of his love by believing in Calvary's love and the work that he's done for us there. And so, did you find yourself in this song? I'm sure you did. And we all have a testimony. Different time in our life, we came to know the Lord. God dealt with us in different ways by his Spirit and by his word. And Jesus has called me to surrender and give myself fully to him, that he might give himself fully to me. Oh, praise God. Let's sing that chorus again. Mercy there was great. It still is great, and grace is still free. Here we go.
Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. Bear my burden, so found liberty. At Calvary.
Oh, let's praise Him tonight.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. I praise you, Lord, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's also sing number 18 in the same book. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. Please feel free in the meeting if the Lord prompts you to share a testimony or give a little word to encourage us. Feel free to do that. I'm not asking you to get up and preach. I'll do that. But testimonies are always welcome. And if God puts it upon your heart, then the meeting needs what you have to share. And so don't be afraid. Don't hold back. Praise God. Okay. Number 18.
Jesus.
Came to the Lord, meet another Christian. We ask one another, how did you come to know Jesus? How did you come to love him the way you do? And it's always so interesting how God deals with us so personally. He knows where we are and how to reach us, how to speak to our hearts and draw us to himself. Praise God. Maybe there's someone here tonight that would like to tell us about how Jesus came to you, changed your life. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's true, when Jesus saves us, there's a whole new life that he brings us into.
I think of also people that God has brought into my life that I would have never met. Our paths would have never crossed. We would have never had anything in common but for Jesus and him saving us. And I often say that to my congregation. I would have never known any of you. And now you're such a part of my life. And I love you and you love me and we seek God together. And God has ordained that. And if I had never given my life to Jesus, I would have missed all this. Jesus takes us places where we never expected we'd ever end up.
He uses our lives in ways that we never imagined that he would use us in that way. And so we miss. Sometimes people think, I'm going to miss so much if I give my life to Jesus. Well, you miss much more if you don't give your life to Jesus. One day we're going to get to heaven. Maybe we'll be able to look back and see the life that we could have had if we really gave Jesus our all. Maybe we will be able to see the life that we would have had if we didn't. And we'll appreciate and love him all the more forever, ever saving us. And so, thank you, Greg. That's so true. You'll develop friendships in your Christian life with people that you would have never met, and they're going to become the most precious friends to you, and you'll be able to love and encourage one another for many years to come, Lord willing. I always look forward to coming to camp. There are friends that I've met here at camp that have become very dear to me now, and I've known them for many years. And my life has been so enriched by their example, by their prayers, by their seeking God. And they encourage me, and I try to encourage them. And it just gets better all the time. And so, let's reach out for all that God has for us. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we don't know what our lives would have been like if we hadn't given ourselves to you. But Lord, we thank you that you ever saved us and you put a new song in our hearts. And Lord, you established our goings. There's a new path that you have put us on. And Lord, we just want to follow you all the way. We want to experience all that you have for us, Lord. We want to meet everyone that you want us to meet and get to know and develop friendships and relationships with brothers and sisters in Christ. Oh God, we just pray that you will just help us to believe you to have your full way in our lives. And Jesus, we pray that you will prepare us for the things that you've prepared for us. Oh God, we there's no telling what's up ahead, but we know that by walking with you, life gets sweeter and more blessed all the time. We thank you for it. Amen. Praise God. Maybe someone else. Come.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided. me, O the blood that bought me, O the grace that brought me to the fold, wondrous grace that brought me to the fold.
That's number 457, I believe. In tenderness he sought me. Oh, praise God. Yeah. Let's sing that together. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Well, I know that the counselors down in the village had some business to take care of. There's a lot to do to prepare for the children coming tomorrow. Things have been a little bit different this year. Counselors arrive on Monday, and the kids already come on Tuesday. But they're going to join us, I think, around 8:30. So I told Lily that I'll be singing a song then, but it doesn't look like we will. So if you see her, tell her to come in anyway. That won't stop me at all. Praise God.